following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Patrick Powers of KIIC in Albia and Shane Vanderhart of the Iowa Torch in Des Moines. Patrick, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. A while back, there was problems with Mexico starting to put their hand up in terms of accepting GMO corn, and that was a bugaboo for U.S. exports. How has that played out, or is it still a problem?
It's still a major problem, and it's been a major problem since December of 2020. And there's been what you might call behind-the-scenes negotiations going on off and on since then with no progress. So then there is a dispute settlement process in the United States-Mexico-Canadian trade agreement that has kicked in now. And how long that can go on, I don't know. But it's just irresponsible for this administration to take kill a whole 2 years just negotiating and not making any progress without kicking in the dispute settlement progress of the trade agreement. So that's going on now, and we'll just have to wait for that to play out. But it's a big thing for corn producers in Iowa, and Iowa's the number one corn-producing state in the nation because Mexico imports more of our corn than any other country does. Shane.
Hi, Senator. Thanks for having me back. Following reports about Justice Thomas receiving perks from a family friend, and then Politico just reported that Justice Gorsuch didn't disclose a buyer of rural property he co-owned in Colorado. That ended up being purchased by the chief executive of a law firm that had 22 cases before the Supreme Court since his appointment. Does the Supreme Court need ethics reform? And if so, what should that look like?
Yeah, they've done it already, and I can't give you the details of it. But March the 7th of this year, new regulations were announced, and the justices will comply by them. But if your question comes from Chief Justice Thomas, it was a hit job against him because I've read several articles since that first story came out, not just about him, but all the other people like Ginsburg and Breyer and a lot of other judges, both appointed by Democrat and Republican presidents, having to amend their ethics reforms when something that they thought didn't have to be reported needed to be reported, and when it was pointed out to them, they amended it. And so Thomas, the extent to which he needs to amend his, he's going to. But the new regulations, I think, are a better answer to your question. Whatever were the shortcomings of the reporting requirements before March the 7th, whatever those shortcomings were, I have to assume that they're taken care of in the March 7th new ethics. So you're going to have to wait a year or two or three to see how it plays out. But I think the attention that's been brought to it, justices are going to be more careful in what they're reporting. And then you also got to remember that separate from the ethics reports, even if they didn't have such ethics reports, there are rules within the Supreme Court of when you have to excuse yourself or recuse yourself from a case. And just recently, one of the justices, I forget his name, it was just last week I read it, so I'm sorry I don't remember. But last week, one justice did recuse himself from a case because his wife had investments in a particular company that was before the case. Back to Patrick.
Thank you, Senator. Mass shootings seem to select a certain firearm. What do you feel is the tipping point for a possible ban like there was in 1994?
Well, every gun that sells in the United States is a legal weapon that you have a constitutional right to buy if you want to. So you got to take into consideration the constitutional rights of people to own firearms as long as they're used legally. And then when somebody uses them improperly, you got to look at how you stop improper use of them. And about the only thing that I can say along that line is we have rules within the existing laws that if you've committed a felony, domestic abuse, or have mental illness, where you just can't legally buy a gun. And if you're, and the idea is to get all of those people in the database so that they can't buy firearms legally and prevent them from getting them. Because so many of the people that have done these mass shootings have mental illness, and they shouldn't have the firearms in the first place. And it seems to be that. Then there's one other answer that I have a bill in that isn't a total answer to mass shootings, but it seems to me it'd be a great deal of help. The Secret Service has a program for the last 25 years where they teach people how to recognize individuals that may be disturbed and are a threat to themselves or a threat to somebody else. You teach people how to recognize it and intervene and prevent some sort of violence. I'd like to see that in the schools of the United States, and let teachers and other personnel in schools have that training, because I thought this bill up after the Parkland shooting in Florida a few years ago. 13 people died as a result of that. And he had mental illness. Nobody got him any help. And if he had been getting help, his name would have been in the data bank, and he wouldn't have been able to buy that gun that was used to kill 13 people. Shane?
Yesterday you gave a speech that criticized Democrats over a resolution that you say ignores the weaponization of the DOJ and the FBI. How do you believe they've been weaponized, and what do you believe should be done about it?
Well, I'll just give you one example. What can be done about it is just simple. We have equal justice here. You don't treat Republicans one way and Democrats a different way. Lady Justice is blind. You want equal access and equal appliance of the law. So in the case of the weaponization of it, just one example, Hunter Biden. I said maybe 6 months ago now, maybe it's 8 months ago, I got somebody fired from the FBI because they were on flimsy evidence. By the way, this guy was somebody in high enough that he would give the go-ahead to an investigation or stop an investigation. So based on fuzzy newspaper reporting, he started a case against Trump. And then when there was plenty of evidence in another case that Hunter Biden had done something wrong, he put the kibosh on that investigation. You can't have that thing. Or just look at the different treatment between Trump and documents, secured documents, and the way Biden handled secured documents. Patrick.
I'm actually got all of mine answered, Senator. I appreciate it.
Okay. Then we'll go to Shane.
Okay. You recently introduced three criminal justice reform bills with Senator Durbin to build upon the First Step Act signed into law in 2018. How much support do you have among your Republican colleagues to see these follow-up bills passed?
I can't answer your question because we're just trying to get co-sponsors, and I don't have an answer for you on that, but I can give you a speculation that we got the First Step Act signed by the president in 2018. Mm-hmm. And since then, as a result of Black Lives Matter and as a result of defunding the police, we've had a dramatic increase in crime, particularly in the big cities run by Democrats. And so consequently, it seems to me that the environment is not as good for criminal justice reform that we had when we passed the First Step Act in 2018. Sure. I also introduced a bill the same day to crack down on violent and dangerous crime, and I have 18 Republican supporters for that bill. Okay, goodbye, everybody, and thank you for participating.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick and Shane, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.